Sock the Mishnah weiter, Masechta Sukkah, Perik Hay, Mishnah Beis. Mimatzai Yamtiv, Harisha in Shalchak. Let's say the first day of Sukkah is Tuesday, so we're talking about Tuesday night. Matzai Yamtiv. That's when the Simcha started. Again, I want to remind you, although we in Chutz Laretz may have 2 days Yamtiv, in Eretz Yisrael, they had only 1 day. So Matzai Yamtiv Harisha was already Cholamai. Yarduli Ezra's Nashim, the Kehanim, the Levim, after they finished the Avodah of the Tamish Leben Rabbayim, came down from the Ezra's Kehanim and Ezra's Yisrael. There were 15 steps over there that came down to the Ezra's Nashim. And by the way, the Mishnah tells us, Umisaknin Sham, over here in the Ezra's Nashim, during the Simcha, they were Misakin, Tikkun Gadol, a great improvement. The Tikkun that they made over there was great. What was the Tikkun? In order, it shouldn't come to Kalis Rosh, in order that there shouldn't be an improper taruvah between the men and the women who came to see the Simchas Beis HaSheva, they built a balcony. The women would sit upstairs in the balcony while the men remained below. Rashi explains that around the wall over there they had inserted brackets. And when Matzah Yom Tov came, they placed boards on these brackets and that formed the balcony. The Tosfos Rit explains it wasn't just a plank of wood. In front of the plank of wood, they put up a mechitza, and it was a special kind of mechitza so that the women can look down, but the men couldn't see up. In Masechtas Midas, it is mashma, that this was only during Bayis Sheni. During the times of Bayis Rishon, they didn't have this balcony. The Gra says, because the Kiddush in the Bayis Midas was so much greater, and during the times of Bayis Rishon, it was necessary, the Yetzirah had no shlita on them when they were in the Bayis HaMikdash. Zok the Mishnah weiter. There were these golden menorahs in the Ezra's Nashim. The more light there is, the more simcha there is. The Beraisa tells us that these menorahs were quite high. How high? Has about 50 amos high, that's 100 feet. The Arba Sefalim Shel Zahav. There were 4 golden bowls that were set into place, B'rasheyan, at the top of each menorah. And in each of these bowls, they put the oil in a very thick wick, and they lit it. 50 amma, that's approximately 100 feet. That's very high. That's about 10 floors high. So the Mishnah explains that v'arba sulamais, there were 4 ladders l'chalechet v'echet for each one of the menorahs. V'arba yiladim, and 4 children make pirchei kahuna. Pirchei kahuna means bacharim. They're called pirchei kahuna because their beards start growing, like starts sprouting. The Tiferes Yisrael says they were called Pirchei Kahuna because they picked Geshmaka Bacharim. They would run to do the mitzvah quickly, and it almost seemed like they flew up Ka'oif HaPareach, like a flying bird. In any event, whatever the case was, these Yeladim went up, Ubi Yudeim, and in their hands were Kadim Shel Shemen. Each one had a jug of oil. The sum total of all the oil was Shel Me'ev Yesim Loig, 130 Loig. That means 30 Loig for each child. Why doesn't the Tana just say 30 lug? Zakta Taisis Yamtev. We like the number 120, because 120 are the years of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Ar HaMenaira is Merames, the Ar Taira of Moshe Rabbeinu. In any event, so you had these Yeladim running up with all of this oil, Shehein, these Yeladim, Matilin, they would pour it in, L'chol Seifel V'Seifel, into each of the bowls, each one into his own bowl. Now, this was no easy feat. They had to go up a ladder high 50 amma, holding a kad of 30 lug of oil, and make sure it doesn't spill, and pour it in. But somehow, they were able to do it. Okay, what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that Matzah Yom Tov HaRishon, they came down to the Ezra's Nashim. That means the Kahanim and Levim would come down into the Ezra's Nashim. We learned that they built a balcony for Tznius and Kedusha. We learned that in order to add to the great Simcha, there was much light. There were menorah shel zav over there. There were 50 amma high. And there were 4 bowls, b'rasheyan, on top. Tiferes Yisrael says there were 4 bowls for each menorah. In any event, there were 4 huge ladders, and there were 4 real gelungene, talented yeladim from the Pirchei Kehuna. Really, Yeladim means children, literally. But over here, the Mefarshim explain it means Bacharim. Their beards started to sprout. In their hands were Kadim Shel Shemen. Total 120 Loig. They have to go up this ladder all the way up there. They have to have the kayak to hold it and to pour it into each of the bowls.